Okay, so I'm passionate about a few things. One, coffee. I've loved coffee a long time. Too long, probably. And it started when I was in middle school and, taking final, not finals, or midterms, or what, whichever one of those exams, and I drank coffee with my mom, and it really didn't hit for a few years, but that was my first experience, and we always grew up with Sunday dinners with coffee and dessert. So kind of like, quote, apple pie and coffee was something we did a lot growing up. In college, I really grew into my coffee love. And I came at a good time. That was a lot of fun. It was getting Starbucks, getting coffee, just doing whatever. Dark roast was my preferred, using it as sort of like just a thing as a treat. And that's when coffee for me first was more than that. And I usually just got, dark roast. I started with sugar, moved to just milk, and now I just do black or whatever years later. But yeah, here we are. And I would say then after that, I moved to Japan. And that was maybe the first time I did pour over. I wanted my own coffee at home and needed something that I could make consistently. And I tried a few places, and there was Caldi, a chain named after the legendary goat farmer, and they had good coffee. Then there was Nishimura's, a Kobe-based coffee company, and another enjoyable one. So even in that time, that's when I transitioned to more loving coffee. Just more. And then I kind of brought that back with me when I came back to the States, and I'd basically just been doing pour overs for a long time. I tried French press, and then eventually moved to AeroPress, 3 years ago when I first found it. And then I would say the biggest transition for me was starting to work for Starbucks. And I really do have a big passion for coffee, and you'll see that it really was kindled. That fire was kindled more by my work at Starbucks, my love of coffee. I would do coffee tastings at work, and I would bring that to my coworkers first, and I eventually did coffee tastings for customers as well. That was a lot of fun. It was a good time. Definitely having the quote coffee with Clavies, which is what this is named after, and being able to share with a few customers. So like one set of customers I'll never forget, Debbie and Bob, and their daughter Dana. And sadly, Dana passed recently, and I haven't seen Bob and Debbie for a long time since I've seen them in passing. They've come in to say hi because my manager moved to my new store as well as myself, so they wanted to say hi, and it was really nice to see them. I hadn't seen them in a very long time, and that was pretty cool. And I would like to, do a coffee tasting for them and then pay my respects to Dana for my OG Coffee with Clavi. They came to everyone that I had, and that was really cool. They were really, really supportive, and that was a very nice and kind thing they did. So coffee is a huge love for me. Then I did the Coffee Master program, which I learned even more about coffee, and then furthermore, I was able to go to Origin with Costa Rica and then, just do more coffee. I was learning, literally the journey from bean to end product. So I have a very, very big appreciation of coffee in all stages and all the different parts of it, that it's a very complicated process. It touches a lot of hands and touches a lot of people. Now, the coffee is painstakingly taken care of at that beginning part by the farmers and then by the pickers. And there is just so much work and time goes in there. Then there's also the chain in between from, right, it gets processed and then shipped and, all around, and then eventually roasted at wherever it ends up. And for Starbucks, a company that deals in such a volume, such a large amount of coffee, it's very cool that cool is a bad word, but it's very awesome that they're able to share coffee with so many people. Because coffee, it's right, it's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. But Starbucks is aware of the fact that coffee will eventually be running out because it's, you know, the arable land is decreasing. As I saw on my trip in Costa Rica, that the area we drove through used to be coffee fields from the main city. And then we, you know, drove into the hills where there was more land, and that was pretty cool as well. So I do want to share that. The coffee, it really, for me, very passionate. I know a lot about coffee, a lot about the whole process, and I really would love to share that with more people. But a second thing that's really important to me is people and the connections, and that's something I've learned from running my own business and working for other businesses in the collectibles. Collectible card games for Magic and Pokemon. It was running the events as well as buying and selling the single cards, the packs, the supplies. And at the end of the day, for me, really, it really comes down to the human-to-human interactions that really give me the joy day-to-day. That's really what gets me up, I think, in the morning. Well, I mean, with my coffee, of course. You know, couldn't be without the coffee. So I love all the human connections I've made, and I think I've had some of the more memorable moments in recent time, just with the moments I've made for people. For example, one of my old card customer clients, you know, I just reached out to randomly, and it was like, you know, because I become good friends, you know, get to know each other, and I'd reached out just randomly, and it was, we got to have coffee, obviously, and then, you know, I'd read, you know, I sent a letter, as I do, you know, just because we were trying to, you know, just kindle friendship, be cool. And then I had reached out again another time. But on both of those occasions, somehow the universe had brought me to him in a funny way, because he just really needed that human connection, reassurance, and that someone is there for you. And right, that's something I give customers every day, and that, you know, remember the order, there's, you know, customer service of, you know, anticipating what people will need and how they'll need it, and then you can show up for them and be like, oh, hey, like, here's the thing, here you go, not a problem, gotcha. For me, the biggest issue with Starbucks is the very corporateness, which does affect the way we can show up for people in our humanity. So there are those metrics of drive-through times, the customer connection, things that are basically constructs to ensure the organization is running optimally, and, you know, we are not misappropriating the resources of the company, right? The labor, the physical, like actual, like coffee and resource syrups and stuff. But the margin right on coffee is a very, very, what a margin it is. It's, you know, you take this natural thing and you know can really make a lot of money off it. The money you can make off for just a latte and stuff, the margin is good, but right then the labor and this overhead costs become those much larger factors that end up making it. So I think for me, I understand coffee, I understand people, I love people, I love creating those epic moments that people will remember and not forget, and I really want to share that with more people. Starbucks has just kind of, you know, drained me a little too much. But I do want to share my experiences with people, and I want to create more moments. So for me, that is kind of where I'm looking to go in the future. And the hopefully coffee or another customer service-based job, and one that I can share all the knowledge that I've gained in my time at Starbucks, because I've honestly learned a lot. One thing that I do have to be very grateful for Starbucks for is that, right, I came into Starbucks with a decent amount of customer experience time, just customer service, right? I didn't deal with people. I wasn't sitting alone in the dark sorting cards, which you very well can do. But I was able to get a lot of reps, a lot of, like, just dealing with people, and then also, more importantly, dealing with my internal, and that, right, your mind will if you're not aware of your mind, it will take over, it'll run the show, those triggering thoughts or those, you know, insecurities, and just, I've noticed in my mind that I'm much more capable to not really get caught up and just not be as sort of, you know, blown away or taken aback by things. Things happen, you know. People will ask for things. They're like, "Oh, can I get more milk?" Yeah, sure. It's right here, no problem. Like that openness, that fluidity, being like water and not just like getting like, "Ah, now you need this." Like, look, okay, we're here to serve. Right, part of customer service is in fact being to serve. Now, the systems of Starbucks setting up so that we can be optimized, or it is sometimes I do question exactly what Starbucks is doing, because it just doesn't really make sense. For example, the whole way labor is set up, like, I get it. I get it. I ran my own business. I've worked for small businesses. Labor is one of the biggest costs. You can't avoid it, though. And, right, bigger idea is if you take care of your people, your company, that thing will be taken care of. But Starbucks wants, you know, labor to be in line with their projections. Now, that means sometimes labor has to be cut, but you don't know what's going to happen still. As well as, let's say you earn extra labor through the, you know, the amount of work that you're doing because you're efficient. Well, what happens with that, right? That becomes profit for the company that just doesn't, you don't get to rebuy labor back. It's just, okay, like we had enough, we're able to overshoot our expectations, which I understand. I understand how corporate, I understand that's profit driven. I understand this. That's not, not really what I'm not getting. It's just like, you want to be able to balance what you can pay versus like how much money you need to make. And I get like, right, if you're in your own business, you would have to figure out, right, how can I have people in and then make money off it? For me in the cards, it was a bit different because I mostly was on my own. I never got to the stage of having multiple employees consistently, like sorting cards, which you would need because it, you know, that's the only way to scale your business is by managing people, because you as one person can only do so much. You only have so much time. You have 16 hours a day to fill, and, well, you know, an hour can escape from you. I play Pokemon Go, and in that time can go quicker than a biggity babbity. So I don't really know what where the next step is here, but this is sort of my ideas for like next steps in my professional career, what I'd like to do. I think managing a coffee shop that is not like Starbucks, I think is fine. I think it'd be okay to be like, how can I be present? How can I do stuff? It's a jump. It is management. I am people oriented. I can, you know, probably use your scheduling stuff, be like, cool, whatever. I show up, stops with me, be like, not a problem. What was the issue? I think with Starbucks, then it's just like, you have to deal with bullshit of just like, oh, like, blah, 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 blah. And people are just like, somehow customer service or Starbucks or these kind of situations bring out, I won't say the worst in people, but they bring out the more animalistic, primal, that in very impulsive, right? That the lower emotions come out with that. So just some thoughts on that and, you know, what is important to me, what I would like to do, how I would like to do it. And that's what I got for now. So that's some thoughts.